At the end of Yaakov's life, he offers a stirring or a stinging rebuke to a number of his children, in particular Shimon and Levi. Arur apam ki az ve'avrasam ki kashasa. Cursed be their wrath, for it is mighty, and their anger, because it is harsh. And as a result, what will I do, says Yaakov? Achalkem bi Yaakov va'fitzem bi Yisrael. I will separate them throughout Jacob, throughout Yaakov, and I will scatter them throughout Yisrael. What exactly does that mean? Where are you scattering them to? Says Rashi that Shimon and Levi can no longer remain together. When they're together, they're too strong, they're too powerful. There's too much destruction, too much havoc that is wreaked. Keep them apart and maintain shalom. Says the Chasam Sofer, perhaps that's not the pshat. Perhaps what Yaakov was saying to Shimon and Levi is that, yes, I'm disappointed in your actions. Ki va'apam hirgu ish, you killed in your anger, which is inappropriate. But at the same time, the fact that you got angry is not inappropriate. Righteous indignation is appropriate. It is a value. When your morals are tested and there's an affront to your religious values, you should get angry. And I'm happy that you got angry. When it came to Dina, you were the only ones that got angry. What happened to the rest of your brothers? There was silence. Almost as if they were complicit. It didn't bother them. Says Yaakov, I have a solution here. What would have ensured that Shimon and Levi not destroy Shechem and not kill innocent people would have been if all of the brothers shared in that righteous indignation. When you redistribute the social wealth, if you will, and share it among the brothers, then the power is not of anger is not kept with the few, but it's shared among the many. And therefore says Yaakov, Achalkem bi Yaakov afitzem bi Yisrael. What I need to do is I need to share that righteous indignation with your brothers. If the anger is distributed equally, as tia memutza, then Shimon and Levi, you'll be moderates. Because we know everything in life needs to have moderation, it needs to have proper balance. Too much of anything is more often than not a bad thing. But at the same time, too much silence is also inappropriate. So we find the balance. We share the mida among all the brothers, and then there'll be the appropriate amount of righteous indignation as well as the appropriate amount of shalom. And this is what life is about. To balance the emes and the din and the shalom and ensure that one mida doesn't overpower the other, thereby allowing society to continue to function in a mature manner where there is accountability and there are consequences for mistakes that are made, but at the same time, there's wisdom and there's prudence and a life lived in moderation. Have a good day.